Houston, Apollo 8, we're maneuvering back now to do another P-23.
All right, Roger, thank you.
Houston, this is Apollo 8. I'll do two more sets on 15 and then we'll go one set on 16.
All right, thank you. Okay, Apollo 8, I'd like to fill you in on things we're thinking about doing in the next couple of hours, first chance you get there.
Go ahead.
Okay, in relationship to the mid-course correction, we'd like to put that one off until about 11 hours, and it'll be approximately a 25 foot per second burn. The reason we're delaying the burn time is to allow for better tracking as a result of the 7.5 foot per second you put in on the separation. Why, we'd like to take a little more time and look at the tracking data, and the dispersions in your correction aren't going to be growing very fast here. What we'll do then is to delete the NAV sightings that occur about 9 plus 10 in the flight plan, and this will be getting us back onto the normal flight plan sequence. So, we'll go ahead and finish the P-23, and the 7 hour limit on that P-23 is due to the range limits on this test. Over.
Is due to the what, you say?
The 7 hours on the P-23 problem is due to the fact we want to get these sightings in at a certain range. Over.
Roger, understand.
If you have any comments on that proposal, I go ahead and pass them down and we'll feed them in.
No, I think that's fine. We need to get out of suits and get something to eat here, too.
All right. Looks like we'll be back on the flight plan by the 11 hours. We'll be holding up on the updates and pads because of the later burn.
Okay.